Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
He and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish. Luke chapter 5, verse 9. Lesson 2. God is interested in your success. Peter knew Jesus was a great teacher and that he could even heal the sick. What he was about to learn, however, was that Jesus wants you to succeed in your career. Peter probably had the best nets, owned a really great boat, and knew exactly where to catch the most fish, and his income depended on a good catch. But after fishing all night and all day and catching nothing, Peter made the best move of his life. He got Jesus involved in the ordinary business of life. Did you know that God wants you to succeed? The question is, do you take God to work with you? Is your workplace available to him to use you at any time? Is he able to minister to people through you? Too often, we try to separate the secular from the spiritual. We have our Christian life nicely partitioned off from our job. But this prevents God from truly blessing your workplace or your job. When you realize this, then if you're wise, you'll begin to operate according to the principles of Scripture. Here's one of God's success principles for your job and daily life. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. God, who is the CEO of the universe, says, "I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go." Now today, go out there and claim that promise.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.